The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner at your service this morning, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
It's always good to be here on this beautiful day in Central Texas.
Yeah, you know, it's such a relief.
A little bit different than last week.
Not to be freezing over
here. Fighting the ice.
Oh, my gosh. And so hope everybody listening came through that all right. You know, we've had more than our share here in Texas lately. Other places, of course, have things happen as well. We can't discount that, but wow.
Yeah. It got better because on Thursday night we went to the Chamber of Commerce after hours, and that was a good time. Talked to a lot of people there.
We did.
It's good to network with people, find out some of the things that are going on in the area.
Well, actually, from most of the folks I talked with, everybody from banking to real estate to business, small business owners, et cetera, things have been looking up.
Yes.
For the most part.
Yeah,
so.
Very good, especially with Bank of Brenham. Those they hosted it, had a good time with them.
Yeah,
and
it was good.
They're doing well.
So, are you doing well? That's the point.
That's right.
Right? I mean, how are you doing? I do want to say something, though, guys, that I have been running into in the last couple of weeks or so, since the beginning of the year. And that is that most people that I talk with are now saying, well, first the beginning of maybe the first 10 days of the month, it was, am I aggressively invested enough?
Mm-hmm.
And I have people that I wouldn't have thought come to me and say, hey, here's a tip I got on some stock. And
get those.
And it wouldn't, yeah. And it wouldn't be something I would ordinarily recommend for them because it doesn't fit with their risk tolerance level, right? So we need to talk a little bit about cooling your jets. And then, of course, the other part of things, which is the fear mongering, the fear factor.
Mm-hmm. And expectations.
And expectations.
Expectations. That's where people get into trouble.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We got a few pearls on Social Security this morning that you probably don't know anything about, or should anyway. And also, a problem study in contesting a will. Is there something that could happen with something you're doing? We'll take a little case in point with Jamie on that this morning as well. So, meantime, we're going to check the markets, see what's going on there for you. In the meantime, you got questions, comments, concerns. This program is all about helping you do your very best for you and for your family and those you care about, and doing the right thing financially. Here's our number right now if you want to talk to us while the commercials are playing, and that's in private then, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
All of the time. Monday, Monday.
Monday.
So good.
chances are good that starting your business wasn't easy. We get it. Being in business and staying in business, some days that probably doesn't seem real easy either. We get it. Throw a few curveballs in the mix, the economy, cost increases, competition. Now owning or growing that business becomes a daily challenge. We get that too. We get it because, like most of the businesses we serve, we're a family-owned business and we deal with a lot of the same challenges that you do. Like you, we're proud to be in business and plan to be here for years to come. That's why we do what we do every day. We give businesses all over the area one less thing to worry about day in and day out, and we help them grow their business. We're Downey. Yep, the phone book people, the Yellow Pages people, the same Yellow Pages that get used by more than 70% of your neighbors to find businesses like yours every day. Yep, we get it. Call 866-7-DOWNEY, 866-7-DOWNEY. We guarantee you'll get it.
In 1936, Texas was celebrating its centennial. Bob Wills was inventing Texas Swing, Franklin Roosevelt was in the White House, and a doctor opened the first Texas State Optical. Since then, the doctors of TSO have delivered quality eye care to more Texas families than any other provider. Yes, we have the latest eyewear at reasonable prices, and something you won't find anywhere else. 75 years of caring for the eyes of Texas. The doctors of TSO. Visit TSO.com.
Resolve to hear better this year. Visit Paget Hearing Center for a free hearing consultation and free assessment or cleaning of your existing hearing aid. Great advancements have been made in hearing aids designed to make conversations, TV, and talking on the phone as easy as when you were a kid. Paget Hearing Center will evaluate and suggest the best plan of action for you. Your ability to hear is part of your health care. Make a New Year's resolution to improve your hearing today. Call Paget Hearing Center at 830-0865 or stop by 103 West Alamo in downtown Brenham.
When you're looking for home health care, you want a company with a reputation of reliability, expertise, and compassion. You want Golden Years Home Care Specialist. Being an extension of medical care and health facility in your home, their licensed and certified staff do not waver in their mission of providing you with daily care, protection, and relief. Call them today at 979-251-7705 or visit their website at goldenyearshomecarespecialist.com. Golden Years Home Care Specialist, serving Brenham and their surrounding counties.
The Sports Doc, Ed Poffel and KWHI 1280 invite you to tune in to the live presentation of the Brenham ISD Roundtable Talk this week with featured guest Dr. Walter Jackson, superintendent of the Brenham Independent School District. Tune in on Thursday, January 25th at 9.05 a.m. to hear the latest news about our school district. Call in questions for Dr. Jackson at 979-836-9937 or email your questions to mail at kwhi.com. That's the Brenham ISD Roundtable Talk with Dr. Walter Jackson this Thursday at 9.05 on KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group, office in Houston, near the Galleria on St. James Place, just between Westheimer and San Felipe. The other one in the Central Texas area in downtown Brenham, Texas, on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. And we do business with individuals and corporations, financial things, 401ks, investment accounts, you name it, in many, many states all across the country. And we have a website. You can go check us out a little bit on there and see what we're all about. That's moneymakeoverteam.com, moneymakeoverteam.com. And in a couple minutes, I'm going to give you our phone number for the office. So if you want to come in for that free review, you're getting a little nervous about the markets and how far we've come on all the major stock averages, and you're looking at your stuff and going, wow, you know, I am up, or gee, how come I'm not as up as much as my neighbor says they are? So you need to find out what's going on, see what's happening, see what really applies to you in your particular situation. And that is why we have the free review. Here is that phone number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Guys, you know, we've been seeing a lot of folks coming by. Either those who say, am I doing as good as I should be in my 401k, etc., or am I lagging behind, or should I take money off the table? I'm getting worried. I'm getting nervous. Everything's so high. Jamie, what do you have to say about some of those kinds of issues? Because we see it all the time with folks.
Well, we get lots of phone calls on both directions in that regard. I find it kind of interesting that you said, you know, at the beginning of January here in the last few weeks, you've been getting a lot of phone calls on whether or not they should be more aggressive.
Yeah.
What's interesting about that is we've been setting record highs in the markets. And it's interesting that, you know, you get phone calls wanting to get in at the high, you know, because generally speaking, we always say buy low, sell high. But the crowd, generally speaking, when things are going well, that's when people want to try and get in. Big investors who have lots of money tend to go the other direction.
Yeah, they're taking profits here and there. They don't want to necessarily rock the boat too much by selling out of a whole bunch of stuff. But when you're talking about people who sell a few million shares here and there of things, yes, they can move certainly individual securities up and down with that. But is that really impacting you that much?
Yeah, they all have strategies.
They already have it together, yeah.
And that's what they follow. And the same thing here. When you buy low, sell high, well, what's the strategy? Wins low. So whatever your strategy is and whatever asset classes you want to invest in, when certain things hit a certain area, okay, we'll buy some. Or more yet, I had a phone call last week, a longtime client. He said, should I quit putting money in? No, don't quit. How old are you? I'm 50. Well, keep putting money in.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it on a regular basis. That's a good strategy. The one part that hurt him, he works for a company that the stock has just been hammered.
Mm-hmm.
And they match his contribution with company stock.
Oh, I see.
So he's feeling really bad because the price is so low.
Well, he's buying low, isn't he?
Right,
his match is low.
That's what I say.
Keep
and
so it's only going to go up.
And he's
up.
50.
And he's 50. Yeah, he doesn't need the money now.
Yeah.
Can't get the money now, but that's
looking to give horse right in the mouth there. I mean, really?
Well, that's expectations again.
Yeah.
He was expecting something to be better. Stick with your strategy. Develop a strategy.
Well, another way to say that is, I think you run into dangerous territory when you start looking at your portfolio and then comparing it to somebody else's portfolio or comparing it to the market in general. What you have to take a look at is what were your objectives and goals, what was your risk tolerance, how is your portfolio performing based upon what the expectations should have been for your particular portfolio, not anybody else's portfolio, not with the markets in general, how has yours been doing consistent with what your goals and objectives are.
Yeah, so don't get carried away one way or the other, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that's a biggie. And the other thing is, get some information. You know, the free review really is just a review, and we talk about whatever is on your mind. What are your concerns? What do you want to find out more about? Is it something that works with you and your goals, or you and your family situation?
Or why is my portfolio or my investments less than the S&P 500?
Oh, yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because it's invested for income.
Yes,
exactly. I mean, it could be whatever, right?
There could be any number of reasons.
It could be any one of a number of reasons, and especially for our clients that we design portfolios to throw an income stream off of for whatever reason. You know, maybe they've got an account they just want to grab some extra loot from, or maybe they're retired already. Or whatever, and they want a stream of revenue, of income, either dividends, interest, both, whatever, right? And that portfolio is designed to do that. It is not designed to go for the stratosphere when the market is roaring ahead. Now, can things increase in value? Of course they can.
Yep.
And sometimes we sell those things and take the profits and find something else that's going to be continuing that income stream.
Yeah, I have one client. He's got some municipal bond mutual funds. And the one that he's in, he takes the interest off of it. That's mm-hmm. what it's for. But it isn't doing very well. It's not rated very high and hasn't been. There's lots of different investments out there
sure.
that he could do better at, but you got to sell
right.
and then buy.
Mm-hmm.
But it took him, had to get him a strategy so he was thinking, oh, okay, I can do better than that. Yeah, there's all kinds of different investments.
Sure.
What are you trying to do?
Yeah, it really revolves around what are your needs? What do you want this money to do? As we often say on the program, I haven't said it lately, mm-hmm. you know, money does not have its own personality. It has your personality because you're the one who has goals, dreams, hopes, wishes, desires. And how does that money or those funds flow into that scenario? You are the one that give that money a personality and a purpose.
Yeah, the expectations. A Houston couple, a couple years back, Houston couple came in, husband, very aggressive, got a really good, he got like a 14% return. Okay, wife, very, very conservative, didn't want to go backwards, didn't want to lose money. She got like a 1% or 2% return. And she was so angry because she only got 1% or 2% return. Well, it's invested differently.
Yeah.
So expectations, if you wanted that 14%, you'd have to be more aggressive. It could be minus 14% also. Mm-hmm. Doesn't always have to be up, but hers probably would have been a 1%, and his could have been a minus 14, and then she would have been real happy instead of him plus 14 and her plus 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm. So, again, it all has a personality and a purpose, at least it should, and that's why you need to come in, have a second opinion on what you're doing, because if things aren't going the way you anticipated and you need for them to go, at least get a second opinion. Free review, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. You know, looks like the markets guys this morning are shrugging off the
government
problem.
Shutdown.
Yeah. Everything
is up, though.
Yeah.
It's not like it's gone down.
Well, we started off a little bit negative, and then all of a sudden everybody went, well, hey, wait a minute. You know, there are still things that you can, you know, buy, sell, trade, make money on. So the Dow Industrials averages started off the day down, and now we're up a little bit here. Nothing's setting the world on fire, but...
People are tired of it. The government has shut down so many times, and we go on.
Well, the reality is, when it comes to the markets, if you're doing an investment, unless you're buying government bonds... There are very few things that you can invest in that involve the government. Mm-hmm. Now, there are maybe companies that supply products to the government, but that's different.
Yeah, that is.
It's a lot different. And one other comment I wanted to make, too, is, you know, many times when you're interviewing advisors, one of the questions that I hear many times is, well, what kind of rate of return can I expect?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It comes up a lot.
It does come up. And I can understand the rationale behind asking the question.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you have to say, well, do you want the rate of return of someone who's in their 80s? Or do you want the rate of return of someone who's in their 20s? Do you want the rate of return of someone who's very conservative?
Sure.
Do you want the rate of return of someone who's more aggressive? What time frame are you? There are so many things that factor into mm-hmm. what your rate of return is going to be.
So really, you got all those things plus what do you need and what mm-hmm. do you want on a personal basis?
Right. And right? Cash flow, just how secure is your job? You used to ask that one all the time.
I am.
Now it's not so bad, but in times past, there are people, yeah, I don't know how safe my job is or mm-hmm. my income. So that changes how you invest also.
So we're, you know, getting ready to come up on a break in a few more minutes, but I wanted to, Jamie, hit at least a starting point or maybe get all the way through it on this Because I just happen to recall that I had someone asking me about whether they needed to go to an attorney and update their wills, and it was a second marriage for each individual. But, you know, when people haven't got all their ducks in a row or haven't thought ahead and someone contests a will, there can be some real problems. And I know you just got through looking at something earlier about
that.
Yeah,
there was an article in the paper today that... in the Houston Chronicle, you can write in and ask questions of an attorney, and his name is Ron Lipman.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an article in the paper today where they had sent in a question, and I happen to know Ron, really good guy.
Mm-hmm. I do too, yeah.
But, you know, the question had to do with couples who are not married. And if one of them writes a will and leaves everything to their unmarried partner, what about other family members, like brothers or sisters? What if they want to contest the will? Well, it's a really good question because it really doesn't make any difference whether you're male or female, whether it's a traditional relationship or non-traditional relationship. All of those things really don't matter because there also is some financial incentive in the Social Security Code for elderly couples not to get married.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that very often, but if you can get a higher Social Security payment from a previous marriage than you can from your current marriage, there's some financial incentive there not to get married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so there may be situations where the couple simply don't get married. But they still need to go in and get a will drawn up. What was interesting is the question had to do, well, if one of the siblings of your partner wants to contest your will, how does that work? And the interesting part about it was because you're not married and your partner has blood relatives, they may have some legal stance to contest the will based upon have you been exercising undue influence on their sibling to leave them out of the will. For example, if you take your partner and you drive them to the attorney's office to get the will done, the sibling of your partner may say, hey, you forced my brother or sister to go to the attorney to get a will drawn up where I'm excluded. You're exercising undue influence over them by taking them to the attorney and making them do that.
Wow.
I find that kind of interesting.
Huh.
You know, because legally, if you're not married, it's different than whether you're married or not.
Yeah, in your will, you can leave things to anybody.
That's right. You can. Mm-hmm.
You can, but if it looks... where this comes into play is when there's dollars involved.
Right.
You know, if it was a $10,000 estate, probably no big deal. $2 million estate, yeah, the brothers and sisters are kind of, hey, what happened here? How come everything goes to this person and we don't get anything?
Or in Central Texas, it could have something to do with land.
Oh, yeah.
A ranch.
Ranch, home.
Yeah.
Those types of things. Mm-hmm. Additionally, in the article, it talked about one of the things to disincentivize siblings from contesting the will would be to periodically give them money.
Buy them off?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't phrased that way, but yeah, I mean,
gifting
them money, they're less likely to contest the will if they have been periodically been receiving funds. The whole thing I find very intriguing.
So, get yourself an attorney.
Get an attorney. That's
yeah,
the thing.
That's the thing, especially if you are just partners cohabiting, whatever it is, and you're not married.
But don't drive them there.
Don't yeah. drive them to. And keep something in your back pocket. You know, when they come over for a family picnic or something. Hey, Brother Bob, here's $50.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. But, the, you know, we get the question, even though you do have a, and you go through all the process and you get a will drawn up, that doesn't mean it won't be contested.
Oh, yeah.
That can happen anytime.
And so make sure you have good legal counsel, get a good attorney.
Right.
They know what they're doing, all right? And they're familiar with you, your situation, as much as possible as you can make them, all right? And get it done the right way. That's it. All right. Coming back, we're going to take another checkup on the markets and a little bit of extra info here about how to look at things right now. We'll update you on what the government shutdown's doing. It's probably still going to be shut down when we get back from this commercial break, right? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Stay with us on the Money Makeover Show. By the way, you got a question. Here's our number. You can talk to us while Tony Orlando and Dawn and the commercials are playing. And that's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony, Doug, and Jamie on The Money Makeover Show.
Spell savings, BVSCU. The Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union helps students, teachers, families, and communities save their hard-earned money with competitive savings and affordable loan products. From savings, Christmas club, and youth accounts to auto and mortgage loans, BVSCU has it all and serves members at 10 locations from College Station down to Rosenberg and in between. For details, visit their website at bvscu.org. Good luck to the Washington County Spelling Bee contestants.
Grocer's Automotive, good work, fair price. Grocer's Automotive, doing it right.
Oh, my gosh, Joni, why is your arm in a sling? Did you have a wreck? Did something go wrong with your car?
No, Robin, the car runs fine now that y'all fixed it at ProServe Automotive, but there must be something wrong with the roads in Brenham. I struggle to keep the car in my lane, and I have to hold the steering wheel to the left so I don't run off the road. It's been so bad, I strained my arm.
Joni, when's the last time you had your alignment checked?
What's that?
Your vehicle's wheels need to be in alignment. If they're not, your car may pull, like the problem you're having. An alignment can also save wear and tear on your tires and front end parts, and also save on gas mileage. We recommend an alignment check at least once a year or every 12,000 miles, whichever comes first. Let's have the technician look at it while you rest your arm for a while.
ProServe Automotive is 1703 South Market, specializes in alignments, including vehicles with custom rims. Call ProServe Automotive today, 830-8000, to schedule your alignment appointment.
ProServe Automotive.
Washington County Tractor in Brenham, Navasota, Bryan, and Sealy have the compact cab tractors that let you work in superior comfort and more control than ever before. New Boomer 37, 41, and 47 cab tractors from New Holland. They feature gear or hydrostat transmission choices along with a New Holland factory-installed cab. These roomy cabs from New Holland will make that job much easier and way more comfortable than any weather condition. See these compact cab tractors for yourself at WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy.
Washington County Tractor.
Osteopathic physicians are trained in the entire scope and practice of medicine, bringing a patient-centered, holistic, hands-on approach to diagnosing and treating illness and injury. Osteopathic physicians work in partnership with their patients to help them achieve a higher level of wellness by focusing on health education as well as injury and disease prevention. Dr. Robert Stark, Brenham's osteopathic family physician. 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
Can you spell exhilarates? How about hierarchy? Well, we know some young folks who can. You can join Friendly Country KWHI Tuesday at 6 o'clock for the broadcast of this year's Washington County Spelling Bee, live from the new Alton Elementary School. This live broadcast is made possible by Brenham Tire and Auto, The Dairy Bar, Brenham National Bank, H-E-B Food Store, Washington County Tractor, and Parts and More. Tune in to KWHI 1280 on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Find out who will be this year's Washington County Spelling Bee champion.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group, office downtown Brenham, across from the courthouse on Main Street, another one in Houston. about a mile and a half or so from the Galleria area of Houston. Got you covered in those places, plus another 16 states in the great U.S. of A. And glad to help you any way we can. Do get by our website if you've got a question and you want to just shoot us an email, or you want to schedule a time for a free review of what's going on financially with you, maybe your 401k or IRAs, or what do you need to do about this or that, no problem. And we can do that. You can do it all on moneymakeoverteam.com, moneymakeoverteam.com, or you can call our office at 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Markets are all sort of recovering from the jitters over the government shutdown at the moment. Things looking pretty okay. We got more green than red on the radar here right now, so we'll keep you posted if anything else big comes up during the program. In the meantime, you know, we talk a lot about Social Security here on the program because, you know, you really need to know how things work, at least to some extent, way before you get ready to retire, because you've got to make plans, and Social Security accounts for at least a third to a half of what many people are going to live on once they're no longer working full-time at something. Yeah.
So we got a quiz for you. We'll see how much you know about Social Security. This was put out by Mass Mutual Financial Group, and I'm not going to tell you what a great majority of people failed.
Okay. Yeah, like almost all of them.
Some of them are simple questions. It's like, okay, Social Security benefits are based on your earnings history, so I'll receive these are true false, so you got a 50-50 chance here.
Oh, okay.
Social Security retirement benefits are based on your earnings history, so I'll receive the same monthly amount no matter when I start collecting. True or false? That one's false. It's based on your age. Starting from 62 onward.
That was a trick question.
Yes, trick question. Okay, and this is one that will affect people. That if you're not aware of it, it could really make a difference in your lifestyle. If my spouse dies, I will continue to receive both my own benefit and my deceased spouse benefit. True or false? False. When your spouse dies, that check stops. Now, you may be able to get their check instead of yours, if it's larger, but you only get one check.
Right.
So your income.
So you're
drop.
No longer going to go two checks. You're going to have the highest check from either of you.
Right.
Yeah, and what's confusing about that is the Social Security will tell you you continue to receive your check, but if your spouse's benefit was bigger, they'll make up the difference. So you're actually getting your benefit plus the difference to get to the higher benefit, which was your spouse, which is very confusing.
Yeah, just terminology. Again.
It is terminology, but that's the way that it works, and if you don't understand it, it's confusing.
Well, the bottom line is if your spouse was getting a higher check than
you're
yours,
gonna
you're going to get whatever
was.
That amount was instead of yours, your amount that you had. Okay.
Another question. I can continue working while collecting my full Social Security retirement benefit regardless of my age. So once I apply for Social Security, I get my full benefit, doesn't matter how old I am.
That's false.
Anything under your full retirement age, which is nowadays more 66, I don't remember what the limit is. 15,000 is all you can earn?
17,000.
And get your benefit. So be aware of that one. Another one. If I file for retirement benefits and have minor dependent children, they also may qualify for Social Security benefits. So if you're drawing Social Security and you have some minor dependent children, can they qualify for Social Security benefits also? True or false? That one is true. They can. So you can get your benefit and the Social Security benefit for dependent children. Another one. This is, as a divorced person, I can collect Social Security retirement benefits based on my ex-spouse's earnings history. True or false? I think we just talked about that.
Yeah, we did. True.
That's what that one's true.
Yes.
Unless you remarry.
Yeah, unless you remarry, then that wipes that one out.
The caveat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Once I start collecting Social Security, my benefit payments will never change. True or false?
That's false.
That one's false. Cause, now, it may seem like that because inflation's been so low. They haven't changed in a couple of years. But the cost of living, I think they had a cost of living last year.
Cost of living adjustment.
Yeah. This is another one. Government workers may have their Social Security retirement benefits reduced. True or false? If you work for a governmental agency, your Social Security benefit may be reduced.
True.
That one is true.
And we talk
teachers
about that
know
with
about
TRS,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's, and that's from the Social Security Administration. It's not from the teacher retirement system or the government system, state of Texas or any of that. It's from the Social Security system has that rule in place.
No double dipping.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then one of the last questions here. My spouse can qualify for Social Security retirement benefits even if she or he has no individual earnings history. True or false?
That's true.
Yep, that is true. Your spouse can claim on yours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just some questions for you. I mean, Social Security seems so, when you think about it, just seems simple, but
really complicated.
Yes, it is.
Jeez.
But it's nice to have the Social Security office here in town. Just got to make an appointment.
Yeah. And again, that is part of your future and your future when you're no longer working or even if you still continue to work. I have business owners and business leaders who are in their 70s still working.
Well, and that, the one question to ask about, does your Social Security benefit ever increase?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only does your Social Security benefit increase if there's a cost of living adjustment, but if you continue to work while you're receiving Social Security benefits and you're over a full retirement age and you had some years where you had zeros in your benefit earnings record, the possibility exists that your benefit could go up because you're filling in those zeros with years where your earnings are.
Also, if you don't take it at age 66, your Social Security, you could look at what your benefit will be at 66, but what will your benefit be at 68 or 69 if you don't take it?
Yeah.
It will be 8% more per year.
8% a year, yeah.
So there's it's something to know your options before you file. Because some things you can't undo.
And one about former spouses and deceased spouses. I've talked about this before, but I had a situation where a couple, the female, was a widow, but she had remarried. When her first husband passed away, she received her survivor benefit based on his earnings record. When she remarried, she could have taken half of her current spouse's benefit, but the survivor benefit was higher. So she kept the survivor benefit. When her second husband passed away, his full benefit was higher than her first husband's survivor benefit. So now she got a bump when her second husband passed away.
Now, is she on a third husband now?
So what this woman is obviously doing, right, is making sure that she's checking what they're going to be.
If you want to, what's your Social Security benefit? I'm not going to go out with you until I know that. Well, no, but the point of that was they weren't aware. They thought that they were going to continue to have to take the lower benefit, even though the second husband's benefit was higher when he passed away. They were under the impression she was stuck, and that was simply not true.
So, I have ladies I've known over time that check out a date beforehand in Dun and Bradstreet.
Yeah.
So now, for the ones who might be older, Social Security age, you might be exactly what you said, Jamie, right? Hey, what's your Social Security benefit? All right.
There's just anytime your situation changes, you need to check on that one.
It is.
Yeah.
Anytime you're, add a spouse, lose a spouse, divorce, kids, whatever. Anytime there's a change, check with the Social Security Administration. Find out what's the deal here.
Well, and the other thing, too, and I have some folks I've known for many years, and the husband has had some health issues and wants to go on disability. His doctor has said, yeah, you can't do anything else. I mean, you're a mess and physically. And so, yeah, but now that this individual is over age 62 and eligible for Social Security benefits, if he wanted to take them early, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which should he do?
Take the disability or take the Social Security?
Yeah.
Which one?
So what's the difference there? What happens? So we'll talk about that when we come right back. So stay with us right here on the Money Makeover Show. If you've got a question, we may very well have an answer for you. If you just call us right now, we can talk to you while the commercials are playing. Our number to do that, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
For quality pest control in your home, InTech Pest Management stands alone. Keep your family safe and the bugs away.
The InTech way. We want to be your pest control company.
Nobody does it better. We want to be your pest control company. Trust InTech quality.
We want to be your pest control company. InTech Pest Management.
Brenham Tire and Auto is a full-service repair and tire shop on Bluebell Road in Brenham. They're your home team for oil changes, brakes, and tires. Bring your vehicle in and they will shuttle you to or from work in the Brenham area. Brenham Tire and Auto is a AAA-approved auto repair facility since 2002. So for minor to major repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles, see Brenham Tire and Auto at 605 South Bluebell Road. Visit them online at BrenhamTire.com and like them on Facebook. Phone 836-4811.
Life is complicated. Work, family, emails, children, text messages, taxes, relationships. It's complicated. But your finances don't have to be. At Associated Credit Union of Texas, they understand. That's why they make it easy. With the accounts you need, the technology you want, and the personal service you deserve without the gimmicks. Simple, straightforward, and secure. That's ACU of Texas's commitment to you. Get associated with Associated Credit Union of Texas so you can get on with life. Federally insured by the NCUA. ACUTX.org.
Hi, this is Susan with Faith Mission. I am here to tell you that we are so excited about our two Higgins locations. And don't forget our furniture store. We have everything to meet all of your shopping needs. And we have bargains galore every day. And did you know that when you donate or purchase items at either of our Higgins locations, you are actually helping to feed, clothe, and shelter men, women, and children on a daily basis? Come experience an incredible shopping experience at all of our locations. Higgins South, located at 2268 South Market. Higgins North, located at 550 East Bluebell Road. And don't forget, the furniture store right beside the Cannery Restaurant. We are local, we give back to our community, and your money and donations stay right here in Washington County. Shop local, which serves to help our community. Remember, Higgins is the best place to shop in Brenham.
For some of the best kolaches and barbecue in Texas, visit Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli in Chapel Hill. Barbecue plates include brisket, ribs, chicken, and sausage with lots of freshly made sides, homemade red, and delicious barbecue sauce. Be sure to order a dessert. You can choose from meringue and fruit pies, cinnamon rolls, cookies, and a variety of other pastries baked daily. Dine in, take out, or call in orders to go at 836-0910. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, 8900 Highway 290 East in Chapel Hill.
This is Blake Sander with Apple Ford. When you need a new or pre-owned vehicle, I hope you'll come see me at Apple Ford. I love helping people find the perfect car, truck, or SUV at the right price. And I promise, I won't stop looking until you're completely satisfied. So when you're shopping for a new vehicle, don't hesitate to call me, Blake Sander, at 979-203-9098. Or send me an email at bsander@appleford.com. Once again, this is Blake Sander, a name you'll remember because of the excellent service you will never forget. My number again is 979-203-9098.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG provides project management services nationally for hotel and restaurant renovations. In Brenham, they serve as construction manager on the renovation of the Simon Theater, Unity Theater, and other historical landmarks, as well as numerous residential and commercial projects for the last 21 years. RWG Construction Management, 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call 979-836-7176.
Belleville Rental has an almost endless list of items for rent. Concrete, construction, pumps, and party rentals. Planning a birthday party or anniversary party? Find everything you need for your affair at Belleville Rental. Tables, chairs, fountains, and more. New to their list of party rentals are tablecloths and to the lawn and garden equipment is log splitters and wood chippers. For one-time use or to supplement the equipment you already have, go to Belleville Rental at 726 East Mill Street in Belleville or call them at 979-865-1520.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Pat, you know.
Is this official dance of Congress?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, they're dancing up there, all right. Dancing on our money is what they're doing. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. We're funding that dance. Money Makeover Show, Neil Financial Group. Office in Houston, another one in Central Texas, in Brenham, Texas. And we have a great website. Get by there, find out more about us. Maybe send us a question by email or ask for a time to come in for that free review, no problem. And that website is
moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com.
So I'm going to give you our office phone number again here real quick, because I know some of you are getting nervous about the direction of the market. We had a little bit of give back here this morning because of the Washington, D.C., situation with members of Congress and the president and everybody not getting it together. But you know what? That was short-lived. We're already just kind of floating along, more positive than negative. But again, really assess what you are doing and how you're doing it. And guys, even things like Social Security and disability coverage are a mystery to most of us, most people.
Yeah, before the break, you were talking about a gentleman who the choice was, should I take a disability benefit, Social Security disability benefit, or should I take my Social Security retirement benefit at 62?
Right. That's Jamie's. That's a bad phone. Something's going.
I got it turned sound off.
I was going to say, I've never heard that.
I'm looking at Jamie going, "What? Why is this still making noise?" Yeah. Well, that's because that's the bat phone. Well, actually, it's the Donald Trump line.
Yeah.
He's calling just to get your opinion on.
Yeah. Since the recent update, my phone has been acting very strange.
Yeah. All right. Now that we have that crisis situation covered. But this is a problem, though, for this individual, the one with Social Security versus disability payment question.
Right. Can you get both?
No.
No, you can't get both.
You got to get one or the t'other, right? So yeah. At 62, yes, he could take his permanently, forever and ever reduced Social Security benefit.
And that's about a 25% reduction.
Yeah. It's a 25% haircut that never goes away on his Social Security benefit. Or he could apply for disability. If he gets the disability payment, that payment's going to be like the payment he would get if he had his full Social Security benefit.
Right, that'd be
at 66 and however many months for him.
Full retirement benefit is the disability benefit, even though he's not full retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then once he gets to be full retirement age, the disability benefit goes away, is replaced by his full Social Security benefit.
Yeah, we've gotten that question before about what happens to my, they refer to it as SSD, their Social Security disability payment. And when they're eligible for full Social Security, what happens to their disability payment?
You don't get both.
And you can hear the hope in there that they're going to get both. But the reality is that it simply becomes your Social Security payment at that point rather than a disability payment.
So to the gentleman who had this question, again, try to get your disability coverage first. get that all worked out. You have that. I think there are some other medical benefits that come with that possibly as well. Again, your situation is your situation. You need to get all that tracked down. And then when you turn full retirement age, in another 4.5 years or whatever it is, then you get your full retirement benefit amount instead of a reduced amount if you took your Social Security now at 62 instead of taking the disability, right? Yeah. So disability will give you more money until your full retirement age. Once you hit full retirement age, you're going to still continue to get that same benefit.
Yeah, the Social Security disability is pretty hard to come by, though.
Very difficult, and you have to really get that figured out. Your physician needs to be aware of things. It's all depending on you, your situation, and how some questions are answered, and in order to determine whether you qualify or not.
Yeah, because the great majority of people get turned down the first time they apply for Social Security benefits. Disability benefits.
Yeah.
Disability
yeah.
benefits.
Yeah, I mean, I've had people who've been turned down two or three times, and all of a sudden they get accepted. So.
Yeah, we talked about the fact that there is a whole industry that's sprung up. Yeah. There are attorneys who specialize in Social Security disability law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a friend. I've known him for 35 years.
Yeah.
That's his specialty, his firm.
Mm-hmm.
They also have an office in Houston right across from the Social Security office.
Yeah, well, it's convenient.
Because that's what they do is they fight to get the benefits.
Yep.
Well, I've known people who have appealed two or three times trying to get Social Security disability benefits, and they've always been turned down. And they finally go get an attorney, and the next time they apply, they get it.
Yeah, you need to know the intricate workings of that system, and it's not an easy thing.
I guess you go for the experts, the people who do it on a regular basis.
How many times do we have to say that?
Yes. you're only going to do it probably once.
Right.
You know, or like retirement. You're going to only retire once. We help people retire every week.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You kind of see a few more ramifications of choices. So
all right.
Check us out.
Yeah, exactly. So come in for that free review. We know you have questions. It doesn't hurt to get some answers and get, even if you want to compare it to other things. And by the way, the gentleman I ran into at the bank, Chapel Hill Bank, over the weekend, you need to get back in.
All right. Okay. Yes, we're in the community. So.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. And go by the website. Give us a call at 979-836-2903.
See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.